Balance Bees Nonprofit, Sexual Awareness Month, Part 2. It is just important to not blame yourself as it is to do research. The research is to know about what really is happening out there in the world, to understand what happened to you happens to many others, that you're not alone. Visit the website for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. Through this, you can search for your local rape crisis center and learn more about sexual assault. Direct yourself to an online hotline and instant message sections where you will be connected with a trained advocate who will answer all of your questions. After connecting with your local crisis center, research recovery groups and ask for referrals. You need to know that you're not alone. Hearing stories of others, survivors, helps you heal self-blame and shame. I also highly recommend Invisible Girls, The Truth About Sexual Assault by Dr. Patty Ferencz as a recovery companion. Reframe what happened to you. It can be extraordinarily difficult to admit that you were raped or sexually assaulted. That stigma attached, it can make you feel dirty and weak. You may feel afraid of how others will react. Will they judge you? Have they judged you? Have they looked at you differently? It seems easier to downplay what happened or keep it a secret. But when you stay silent, you deny yourself help and reinforcement from your victimhood. Reach out to those that you trust. It's common to think that if you don't talk about your rape, it didn't really happen, as I often try to do. But you can't heal when you avoid the truth, which I learned 20 years later. And hiding only adds to a feeling of shame. As scary as it is to open up, it is what will set you free. However, it's important to select about who you tell, especially at first. Your best bet is someone who will be supportive, empathetic, and calm. If you don't have someone you trust, talk to a therapist, a professional, or call a rape crisis hotline. Challenge yourself, your sense of helplessness and isolation. Trauma leaves you feeling powerless and vulnerable. It's a very hard position to be in. It's important to remind yourself that you do have the strength of coping skills that can get you through these hard times. One of the best ways to reclaim your sense of power is by helping others. Volunteer your time, give blood, reach out to a friend in need, and donate to your favorite charity. Volunteering and is a surprising benefit. How giving improves your life. You may also want to consider joining a support group for other rape and sexual abuse survivors, as I did as well in my high school. Support groups can help you feel less isolated and alone, which was very, very true for me, because even though I was in that support group and my story was not the same as others, it still made me feel like I wasn't alone. They also provide invaluable information on how to cope with symptoms and work towards recovery. If you can't find a support group in your area, look for one online. There are many in Facebook that are very helpful. Assign responsibility where it belongs, on the rapist. Even if you intellectually demand that you're not to blame for the rape, you may still struggle with feelings of guilt and shame. But as you acknowledge the truth of what happened, it will be easier to fully accept that you're not responsible. You did not bring the assault on yourself, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. If you're feeling guilty or ashamed because you didn't stop the assault from happening after the fact, it's easy to second guess what you did or didn't do. I often had that problem, but can quickly remind myself that I was put to the ground and my head was hit unconscious. You trusted someone you shouldn't have. This was exactly true to me too. It was somebody that I was not very close to, but close to because of family and friends. One of the most difficult things to do is deal with following an assault by someone you know is the violation of trust. it's natural to start questioning yourself and wondering if you missed warning signs. Just remember that your attacker is the only one to blame. Don't beat yourself up for assuming that your attacker was a decent human being. You shouldn't feel guilty or ashamed. Somebody that's willing to do that is just not a good person, inside or out. You may feel guilty because you were drunk or dressed in a certain way. You may wonder if you somehow are to blame because of the way you were dressed or because you were drunk and not cautious enough. But it is important to remember that regardless of the circumstances, the only person who is responsible for the assault is the perpetrator. You did not ask for this or deserve what happened to you.